Hello, New York, and welcome to AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's
happy
Day.
Happy Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. I mean, mothers, why do they only get a day? Shouldn't they get like a month? If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here.
It's very
right?
True.
I don't understand Mother's Day. Well, secretaries get a week. I mean, don't they? Don't secretaries get a week?
But how many people really follow that?
You know what? I think that the people that come in your home and clean get a week. I don't understand why mothers only get a day.
Yeah.
I've never understood that. Well,
and then every day is Kids Day.
You know what? We're happy and we're sad this morning. And listen, before we get on, let's get on with wishing our favorite people. First, my mother Gladys died 13 years ago. She was 75 when she passed away, and she was wonderful. And my father passed away when I was 10. So she was my mom and my dad forever. And, you know, your father, Greg, knows my mother, knew my mother real well because, you know, she was a big Little League person and all that stuff. And, you know, not a day goes by I don't think about her. She buried at Arlington National Cemetery with my father. It's my favorite place in the world, believe it or not. I mean, I'm not crazy about cemeteries, but that's a special cemetery.
Yeah, both my grandparents are actually
because buried. It's a beautiful place, and you know, that's where everybody in the world wants to be buried. And unfortunately, everybody can't be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. It's kind of reserved for military people and their spouses. And, you know, I just want to wish Mom, I know you're in heaven, and I know you're listening to my show every Sunday, and I want to say happy Mother's Day. I miss you. I love you. And I also want to shout out to my wife,
Carol. You can't do the show without
that. She's not only my kid's mom. I mean, she takes care of me, too. And my kids couldn't be any luckier to have a mother than her because, you know, I can speak, you know, from experience. She's put up with a lot for me, and she's there, and, you know, the relationship's always there, and she's always there for me, and she's always there for my son and my daughter. And, you know, I coach baseball, which you know, and it's really hard for me to get to all of Emily's softball stuff when I'm coaching baseball every day.
Yeah.
And she has been there for my daughter Emily through her softball career that's, you know, she's in college now catching at Gettysburg. And Carol, thanks for everything. I love you, honey, and now it's your turn, Roy, because if we don't do this, we need to do this. I'm very serious. I mean, this is one of my favorite days in the
world.
You'll
be very in
trouble. Father's Day, I mean, we don't even deserve a day.
We don't deserve a day.
No, we don't deserve a
day.
As
our producer throws his computer into the wall.
Hey, we don't. Well, Matt, maybe you deserve one. I'm going to say right now, I don't deserve a day. I take plenty of days.
Yeah. I mean,
Father's Day is cool. It's like Father's Day.
Yeah, I mean, Father's Day is like an excuse to like play golf. That's exactly what it is.
It's Father's Day. I'm gonna play golf.
Yeah, and I can't sleep in anyway. I mean, I get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Father's Day's in June. See, I don't even know when Father's Day is.
I have no idea.
I know that when Father's Day
is either June or July. I think it's June.
Hey, we used to have the Bat-a-thon, which is the big fundraiser in Little League, on Father's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. We get to work and go get the fields ready and line the fields and get, you know, everything.
But it really
didn't feel like Father's Day, but the thing of it is that I really don't care to have a Father's Day.
Yeah,
But a Mother's Day.
I feel like you have to have a Father's Day because you have a Father's Day.
Hey, listen.
Because there's people out there who are going to throw
a fit. Barack Obama. You know, while you're in. Hey, I'm gonna shout out to Barack Obama. Mr. President, make Mother's Day a week, please. I mean, you give the damn government every day off humanly possible and you pay them, okay?
Let's give
the mothers a week. Hey. You know,
I'm not complaining about that.
Michelle Obama, smack that skinny guy next to you in the back of the head like Mark Harmon does on NCIS to his people and tell him mothers need a week. I don't care if you get reelected or if you don't get reelected. I really don't care, to be honest with you. But the one thing you can do is give the mothers a week. Okay, now, Roy, you go.
Yeah, it's my turn. And I don't want to call her Terry. That's
June
just weird.
Something.
But my mom,
Terry. I call her Terry.
I don't like calling mom. I never was that kind of. You know, I was never the person who calls their mom by their first name.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
I don't do that.
That's how you get sent to your room. That's how you get sent to your room.
I call her mommy.
And my mom. She was a team mom. Growing up, she was, you know, brought the apples in the juice boxes.
She's a guy's girl too.
Absolutely.
She's a tomboy kind of.
My mom's awesome. My mom's the kind of mom who although it is Mother's Day, actually they're in Florida right now, but she'll be back tonight. My mom's the kind of mom who would go to, I have a softball game actually tonight, and she's the kind of mom who would show up.
She'll be there. I bet she is.
She probably will be there. She would, you know, she'd go to.
She'll probably bring something to eat.
She'd go to Redskins, or I guess not Redskins, but Nationals games on Mother's Day. You know, she's that kind of mom.
You know
she's
what? We used to go to Baltimore before the Nationals came back, mm-hmm. and they have on Mother's Day, they have you know where the Hyatt is in the harbor?
Yeah.
In Baltimore? Mm-hmm. Every year, and I'm sure they still do this, they have a petting zoo. When my kids were little, we would go to the Oriole game, have great tickets, mm-hmm. and we would go have brunch at the Hyatt, and then take the kids to the petting zoo. It was so much fun. Walk the harbor, go watch a baseball game. And, you know, Carol could care less about watching a baseball game. I mean, but she'd do it just for us,
yeah,
for me.
Mother's Day is all about spending time with your kids. And I wouldn't make it through the day alive if I didn't mention Haley, my son's mother. And I love you, Haley.
I think I'm going to cry.
Today's a special day. It is a very special day.
Hey, your mom, you know what I think about when I think about Terry? Fun. She's just fun.
She is fun.
She's fun. She's always got a smile on her face.
Haley's never upset. Yeah, Haley's the same way. She's a sports freak. She's a Ravens fan, which I guess I'll put up with for the day.
I saw a great picture of her this week, and I tweeted back. I said, damn.
Yeah, I know.
She looks
good. Thank you for that, Bruce.
That's Haley?
Yeah, that's Haley.
Oh, well, there you go.
And she was a Ravens cheerleader. So,
well, there you go. That makes sense.
Winning and losing there. I'm not a big Ravens fan.
Well, you know, yeah, but you know what though? We're a big fan of their organization because they actually do it right.
They do it right.
It's hard for me as an NFL expert / handicapper to not love the Ravens organization because, you know, we're fans of guess who?
Dan
Snyder stupid whatever they are.
Yeah.
The Redskins.
Yeah.
I mean, change the name of the damn team for one last time.
No.
Oh, you're an idiot.
I'm that guy.
You know what?
We don't need to get into that.
Well, you know what? I got news for you. There's more people now that probably want to change it than did. Yeah. And I didn't, when I was your age, I didn't care.
No, I don't.
Now I do. Because I know Native Americans that would love to change it because they don't like it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
See, when you get
this.
My age, you meet more people.
I know all about the Native Americans.
Well, you sleep all morning half the time,
probably. Oh, yeah, I sleep all morning. We're going to get into this again.
You're at that age. You're at that age where you just...
I'm at that age when I wake up at 6:30 and change diapers.
Well, listen,
I'm at that age.
The New York Giants, I mean, whoever asked the Giants out there if they wanted to be the Giants, you know?
Well,
I don't know.
I really don't want to get into
this. And
how
about the Devils? The New Jersey Devils.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I love that ESPN commercial.
How about the
where
New
the,
Jersey, you know, Beelzebubs?
I love that. The ESPN commercial where he's pushing the elevator and he's like, going up? He just shakes his head. I love that commercial.
And the guy jumps out of the elevator. Right?
Yeah.
Who is that? That's...
Is it Stuart Scott?
No, it was the other. It's a white dude. What's Stu Scott? I saw Stuart Scott.
I saw Stuart Scott
at the Masters, and he was with his fiancée, who's beautiful, drop dead beautiful. And Stuart Scott, for those of you that don't know, has gone through some time. You know, he had cancer, mm-hmm. and I guess you should say he has cancer, but I'm pretty sure it's in remission now. But he was taking chemo and you know, radiation and all that stuff. And Stu, I'm glad you're back. You look great. I'll tell you what, he looked phenomenal. He looked as good as I've ever seen him. And, you know, and a lot of that could be because, you know, he was standing next to this woman that was a 10, his fiance, and she was nice, and I met his father. All right, well, let's talk about this, you know, the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations to the New York Rangers. Congratulations to you know, all the people that follow the Rangers in our listening area. You know what? If it wasn't going to be the Caps, I'm glad it's the Rangers.
Yeah, I guess I got to suck it up today.
Because I hate the Islanders.
I have to suck it up today.
I hate the Islanders because we lost in quadruple overtime to the Islanders. The Islanders beat the Caps in the 80s all the time. All the time. I mean, it didn't matter. We could beat everybody else on the schedule. Islanders would come to D.C. and kick our butts. I mean, but the Rangers, you know, they've got the best goalie, and he proved it yesterday. Plus, their defense gave up 4 shots in the third period. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're leading 2-0 and you only give up 4 shots, you're probably going
to
win.
I mean, here's a telling
you know,
stat to tip my hat, I guess, towards the New York Rangers. The Capitals had 55 shots. 23 made it on goal. I mean, that's not only saying that
they were cutting them off.
Exactly. 19 of those shots were blocked. I mean, and only 13 missed the cage out of 55.
It was a great defensive game.
So, I mean, the Rangers, that's the kind of hockey Rangers play. They play a tough defensive hockey. They lay out for the puck. They really sell out. And I mean, they're a good hockey team.
You know,
key word there being team.
Both of those teams were almost mirror images of each other.
This series, absolutely.
You know what? It could have gone either way. Every 6 of the 7 games were one goal. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
2-1 was like the big number for this series.
And I got to tell you something. That's because, and you look at the coaches. You know, both great defensive minds, both tough guys, and both had hot goalies.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give it to Holtby. I mean, that kid played well.
He played really well. I mean,
he didn't see the first one, I'm pretty sure.
Is a kid.
He was screened from it.
I mean,
that was more our defense's fault than his fault.
Braden Holtby was pulled up out of the AHL. Basically thrown into the fire
of the
playoffs.
He wasn't even our number one goalie in the AHL.
I mean, good for the kid coming up and everything like that. But he got outgoaled by 100 Lundqvist, which is fine. I'm perfectly okay with, because this series came out and.
But let me tell you, Lundqvist didn't look so great early in that game. He was a little shaky. I mean, he looked like he was getting. I mean, you know what? You know, you can kind of tell with a goalie when Blomqvist is on. He almost looks. He looks really fluid. He looks like everything works together. When he gets a little jumpy, that's when he gets beat. But the Caps never put anything on goal.
Well, you can attribute that to the defense.
Yes,
and laying out and
absolutely.
And
what a great. Hey, listen, they better beat the Devils.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go up there for at least one game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling for. I mean, this is going to be a great, great.
I want to go to the great series. I want to go to the Garden.
Not only that, these two are bordering states, and these guys share football teams.
They can drive. They can just get in their cars and drive. They don't even have to go together. And you know what? They probably won't.
But goalie
wise, they will drive.
I'm talking about goalie wise. This is going to be a great series. You got Henrik Lundqvist, and again, Marty Brodeur.
Brodeur, I mean, he's having a good. Well, listen, he's hot right now,
and he's a legend of the game. Really, yeah. I mean. I'm 26 years old, and I grew up watching this kid. I'm not gonna lie. I grew up a Devils fan. I follow the Devils. I mean, I was obviously a Caps fan with Bonsai, and being from the DC area. But I followed the Devils. I mean, I loved Scott Stevens.
Now, when the basketball team moves to Brooklyn, are the Devils going too? I don't think they are. They're staying there.
Have you seen the new Brooklyn logos, though? I love those logos.
Yeah, I do, too. I like them a lot better than the Redskins'
Jay-Z
new uniforms.
Jay-Z designed those.
Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back. Whoa.
Here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and I'm trying my hardest here to be upbeat.
You want to watch a bunch of high school kids freak out when they're taking batting practice? Put Jimi Hendrix on 10 on the field, man. They all want to know, hey man, who is that? And it's like, that's 50 years old, dude.
I wore this shirt and I was hoping that Matt would pick it out. And
I like it.
It says
volume.
You get it. It's a volume turned up to 11. This one goes to 11. That's from Spinal Tap, and so you just reminded me that I was wearing
great
the shirt when you
right
say
there.
Turn it up to 10. No, no, no.
You know, Jimi Hendrix
turned up to 11.
Anyway, we'll talk about music later. Hey, let's Let's talk a little bit about the NBA, which you got to watch a lot of.
Yeah, I mean,
this week.
And it's no secret that I'm an OKC fan. I mean, I like the Wizards. They're the hometown team. But I love Kevin Durant. He's from my area.
I can't believe he didn't win MVP. I really didn't think. I mean, his numbers were better.
Well,
his numbers were better.
LeBron James, when Dwayne Wade was out a lot of the season, and LeBron James lit it up when Dwayne Wade was out, and I mean he was deserving of the MVP. He really was.
You think that's an age thing? Like it's like LeBron has paid his dues, and you know it's his year to win, LeBron, and maybe Durant next year will win it.
Well, LeBron's won it 3 of the last 4 years.
I know that's enough. Don't you think it's enough? I think it's enough.
So
I mean, he's a good. There's no question. He's a great basketball player. But I didn't. I thought Durant, and I thought the Oklahoma, the Okie City Thunder. Mm-hmm. I thought what Durant did was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean Durant plays great basketball, and these are kind of two of the same kind of players. They're dominant. They're both dominant in their divisions. I mean, Kevin Durant won the scoring title this year, so he has that in his favor. I mean, he put up crazy numbers. But there's also Russell Westbrook, who plays for OKC, who took a lot of his. You know, his
They've
stats
got
away.
Four really good players.
Yeah, I mean,
good shot blocker.
Serge Ibaka, Russell Westbrook, James Harden won the sixth man of the year. I mean,
they have role players.
OKC is stacked. And then you look at Miami, and yeah, there's the big three and everything like that. But like I said, Dwayne Wade was out a good bit of the season, and the Heat rolled, man. I mean, they went on. And LeBron James put up crazy numbers, and I think that had a lot to do with it. I think it was something like – it was either 84 or 87 of the votes went to LeBron James, and only like 24 of them went to Durant.
I've got a question for everybody that's listening to our show. Give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. I have a question. You get first pick in a game on the playground. Who do you take? Do you take LeBron or do you take Durant? I want to know, and I want to know why.
I take Durant.
I want to know why.
I take Durant.
Yeah, well, you know what? I take Durant, too, but I want to know what our public thinks. 2-4-0-3-1.
Well, if you're taking Durant, then I'll take LeBron. I'll play devil's advocate.
You know, it really
here.
Doesn't matter. They're both good.
I'll play New Jersey devil's advocate here.
You know what I think? I think, you know what? Both of those players can play the 1-2-3-4-5. They're the only players I think in the NBA that can do that. Kobe couldn't jump center. No way he'd get beat up inside. Durant, somehow, with his frame, doesn't get hurt inside. Have you ever noticed that? He likes to go to the hole.
Well, he's still growing. I mean, this OKC team.
How old is he, 23?
He's 23.
Yeah.
Okay, this OKC team, their big players are all 23 and younger.
Now, you know,
Serge Ibaka, I think he's 22. Russell Westbrook, I think, is 22.
Well, Serge Ibaka might even be 21 because didn't he come out like at 19 or something?
I'd have to look that up. But they're young. They're a very young basketball team. I mean, and then they got Kendrick Perkins from Boston. He's young, too. I mean, this OKC team's going to be around for a while.
Hey, how about the Celtics? They hung in there just long enough for me to win their series. Thank God. I called them, and they made me go 7 games. Mm-hmm. But they won. And they won yesterday. It was a close game, though.
They beat the Hawks.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, did you see what he did, their point guard? Rajon Rondo yesterday, I want to say 13 points, 15 rebounds, 17 assists. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
Unbelievable. Triple-double.
I think it was Tim Legler who called the triple-double.
Well, let me tell you something else about this. That's his 8th triple-double in the playoffs in 5 years, in the last 5 years. And, you know, everybody else put together has only one more triple double than Rajon Rondo.
Really?
I read that today, and I verified it. This kid's a stud. Now he has issues, right?
He's
kind of crazy, but you know what? Medication. You know they can find the right medication for the kid. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards. We're straightening out everybody out there in the world of sports on Mother's Day. Once again, moms, happy Mother's Day. We love all of you. There's nothing better than a mother, especially a mother from another brother. You know, you know what's great about mothers?
What?
I'm just talking. Hey, listen, you know what I like? I like going into somebody's house and you walk in and you don't know what to expect, and all of a sudden this nice lady walks up to you, and what does she do? Do you want anything to eat? Can I get you something, hon? Can mm-hmm. I get? I mean, dads don't do that. Mm-mm. They go, "Who is this? Who's this jerk? Who is this kid?" And it's like, "Dad, he's my friend. Hey, you know what? Just make sure he's not smoking in the house, and you know, and no drugs, no alcohol.
You smoke weed, kid? Yeah." Huh? Get out of my house.
I mean, you know, but mothers, hey, mothers, hey, mothers never. Mothers never. Mothers, like, just make everything feel good. Anyway, we're back to the NBA. Yeah. So who do you think's going to win this series with?
Well, I'm torn, man. OKC draws the Lakers.
I don't see any way the Lakers play with them.
Well, I'm torn because.
What do you think?
I mean, I'm like I said, I'm an OKC fan. I love Kevin Durant.
You
but
picked
yesterday,
OKC earlier.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, I want OKC to take it out. I guess I want it to go seven because, I mean, I love Kobe Bryant. A lot of people think that he's one of the best players to ever play. I think I saw something the other day.
He absolutely is.
I saw something the other day that's had
he's
him.
He's aging right in front of our eyes.
That
too.
Had him third best all time with
Michael Jordan's yeah, one
MJ,
guy's
MJ
name.
One, and then
Irvin Johnson, man, Magic, Larry
no,
Bird.
They didn't have Magic. He's they had Larry Bird four, and I think they had Magic five.
Well,
and number two was Wilt Stilt.
Oh, you know what? You can't. I really don't even like people to put Wilt Chamberlain into a conversation. He's older than me. I watched Wilt play. Mm-hmm. He was a monster. He was a giant that was strong and very athletic, but he was stiff. And he played at a time where most of the guys he was playing against were these white guys that couldn't jump. So all he did was get the ball inside and dunk. I mean, you know, nobody wanted to get beat up, so they didn't foul him. A lot of times, after a while, he started fouling him, but then they started fouling everybody out of the games. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a lot more athletic. Bill Walton, a lot more athletic. Magic Johnson, man, he was so good. I'm telling you, you know, he could play 1 through 5, you know, just like Durant. Magic Johnson, a lot of people don't know this. He was 6'9", and he could jump center, and he could shoot, and he was the best assist man. That's why they called him Magic. He was one of the first guys to pass the ball behind his back besides Pete Maravich. Pete Maravich was a freak. I mean, even when he was at LSU, he was averaging, before they had three-point shots, he was averaging over 44 points a game when he was in college with nothing but two-pointers.
Yeah.
You know, and when he went to the NBA, he went to the Jazz, and he dealt in the NBA. He was unbelievable. But besides him, Magic Johnson was my guy. So you're going to take LeBron. I'm taking Durant.
Yeah, I'm taking LeBron. In that argument, even though I love Kevin Durant, but for the sake of being the New Jersey Devil advocate, I'm going to take LeBron.
Now, when they play, when they're serious, because it is going to come down to Oakie City.
Well, that's what I had.
And Miami, me too. We both picked it before the season started. Mm-hmm. But let me just say this. Who's the matchup going to be? Are they going to match up against each other? I don't think so.
I'd love to see it. Well, I mean, the only real matchup that I can see there is, I mean, do you match up Kevin Durant on LeBron James? Do you do that? I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I feel like OKC is deeper. They're much deeper than the Heat. They got a deeper bench. But I mean, LeBron
they
James.
Run a couple guys
who can check LeBron James? Nobody in the league can check LeBron James. The guy is bigger, stronger, faster. He's got a better first dribble. I mean, LeBron James is a beast. And
he's the MVP,
and now he's the MVP of the league. He's got his swagger back. Those are matchup problems all over the court for both teams.
Listen, if you want to tweet us, hashtag BH Sports. That's B as in Bruce, H as in Hall, Sports. Hashtag BH Sports. We'll be back in a minute. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. The deeper the quicksand, or so I have read. My baby fits me like a flesh tuxedo. I'd like to sink her with my pink torpedo. Big bottom, big bottom. Talk about bum cakes. My girl's got them. Big bottom. Wow, 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 wow
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. And while we're on the topic of music, it was the 30th year of death anniversary of Bob Marley a couple days ago. So that's sad.
So what do you want me to do? Twist like a 10-pound joint?
So that's the downer
that's
for
nice.
This segment.
I just had a flashback to a really funky time in my life. Hey, you know what? The greatest thing about Voodoo Child are the first words in that song. Well, I stand up next to a mountain, I knock it down with the back of my hand. Jimi Hendrix had it going on, man. Unfortunately, like a lot of people, he died at the age of 28. Well, and he did no deal on drugs. He actually, for those of you that are big music people, he died because nobody sat him up in the ambulance. He was laying down and he choked to death. It's a true story. Trust me.
Is that true?
I know a lot more about this than you do, Matt. Right. You weren't even near this place when that's exactly what happened.
I believe you, I guess.
Look it up.
I have no reason not to.
Oh, geez, Matt. You gotta start learning to trust people that have been around a little longer than you.
I have no reason not to trust you.
He choked on his vomit. Okay, that's how Jimi Hendrix died.
So we're starting this segment out very happy.
We're great. Hey, and you know what? Let me just say this. Now, repercussions from Junior Seau have been, you know, they had a big, everybody swam out into the surf. There must have been 5,000 people there on the beach.
Yeah.
It was a great tribute to a great man, Junior Seau, who grew up in Oceanside, California, which he still lived in Oceanside. He literally lived within like a mile of where he grew up. And, you know, just a sad thing. I mean, you know, and it's looking more and more like, you know, this was something he planned out. And I sure hope that his insurance covers all this. I guess it does. I don't know if suicide is covered by some types of life insurance, but I'm sure he had a good policy. Oh, that's what?
He died in a helicopter crash.
No,
he did not. Jimi Hendrix died.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix. That was
Jimmy.
Who are you talking about?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, well, that was playing. But Stevie Ray Vaughan was playing Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. I thought that was
That was confusing. I'm glad we got all that worked out.
You know.
So
Stevie Ray Vaughan did die in a helicopter crash. Let's talk about Kurt Cobain. No, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to talk a little bit about sports. Never let it be said that on Mother's Day we're just going to talk about sports. We're going to, you know, all kinds of things come into your head. But anyway, Junior, there are over 1,300 former NFL players and current NFL players who are suing the league about concussion.
Yeah, one
problem.
Of which is a big name who me and you know very much about, and that would be Art Monk. Yeah. Hall of Famer Art Monk.
And listen, Art Monk did take a few shots, no question. I mean, he was the all-time reception leader in the NFL till Jerry Rice broke his record. And Art used to go across the middle, and I remember most about Art Monk? He never dropped a pass. And then, you know, I don't remember Jerry Rice dropping any passes. But I remember, Santana Mossel drops 8 passes in 1 game. Mm-hmm. I hope they cut him. He's so bad.
Who?
Santana Moss.
You think
the Redskins.
They cut Santana Moss? Okay.
Because he's supposed to make $4.8 million this year. They're cutting people for a lot less reason than that. Plus, he's probably our 5th best receiver.
Okay.
No, he is now. He is.
I'll concur.
Of course you'll concur.
I mean, I like Santeezy, but that's okay.
Oh, he's terrible. Hey, why do you think the Jets let him go way back when?
Santana. Hey.
He's terrible.
They didn't let him go. They traded him for Lavernius Coles.
No, they let him go.
No, they didn't. They did not cut him.
They wanted Lavernius Coles.
It was a trade for Lavernius Coles.
That was a great trade. That was like two guys getting rid of two pains in the rear end. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm not trading Roy. I like Roy.
Thank you. You know, being here.
And I tell you what, happy Mother's Day to everybody. So let's talk about what's going to actually happen in the NBA playoffs this week. How many games?
Well, like I was
how
saying,
many games is Miami going to take to win this week? Come on, talk to me. 5?
Well, look, I really like this Indiana team. I think they're a young team.
Six games.
they're going to be around here for a little while. But yeah, I mean, six games, I can see that. I like I said, I think Miami moves on. This is a very good young Miami team that's deep. But like we just saw, Miami took a very deep team and shut them down.
Yeah,
if you want to call it. I mean, the Knicks were a little banged up, but I mean they had a good bench. Tyson Chandler is the defensive player of the year, although he had the flu. I mean, this Heat team is good.
Well, you know what? Before we get off the air today, we're going to talk a little bit about the odds. We're going to talk about where the smart money is going to be in the NBA playoffs. We're going to also talk about Major League Baseball, and you know, we're going to go over the slate of games today. We're going to talk a little bit about every division, especially the Eastern divisions of both the National and the American League in baseball, because they are heads and shoulders above everybody else in baseball right now. It's no question. They're about a combined 50 games over 500, those two divisions are. So you think Indiana – I mean, the Indiana – the thing about
Do
Indiana –
Do I think Indiana will put up a fight? Yes. Do you think they'll win the series? No.
So you think Miami's going to win?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what I'll do.
I don't,
just to make this exciting, mm-hmm. I'll take Indiana. You take
You go ahead
Miami.
And take Indiana.
Now, I picked Miami at the start of the
right.
season. But I'm going to take Indiana this week. You know what we call that in the wager business? A hedge. It's basically like trading dollars. I'm going to win one and lose one.
You think so?
Well, I am because I got both teams. I can't win them both. It's a hedge.
I thought you meant they were going to split.
But no, but you know what? If I'm going to take a team to have an upset, it's Indiana.
Yeah, no, I mean, this Indiana team, like I said, they're good. They're a good young team.
They match up well, too, with Miami.
And they're deep. They'll be able to run.
They play 8-9 guys.
And they're a tough, gritty young team. The good thing about these young basketball teams is that they play defense because they're fresh out of college and they're young guys and they still have the legs to play defense. And that's how you beat the Heat is you stop the fast break and you shut them down and you force them to play one-on-one basketball.
They also play in Indiana, which is the home of college basketball and high school mm-hmm. basketball. And if you've ever seen Hoosiers, you know that.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's my all-time favorite movie. If that's on... I don't turn it off.
You know what my all-time favorite sports movie is?
Natural?
No, that's a good one.
It's probably Major League One.
Major League One? No, it's Sandlot.
Sandlot's a good
one. Sandlot is, and not only is it my favorite sports movie of all time, it is in my top five movies of all time.
It was that Baby Ruth $7,000 ball that kept going over
yeah,
that fence,
Yeah, they kept
right?
going over the fence and the dog ate it, and yep.
They had that dog like
the movie's great.
You know, for the longest time you didn't even see what the dog looked like. I think
the Beast? Is that what you're talking
the
about?
Beast.
The Beast?
The Beast.
The movie's awesome.
That is a great movie. There's yeah. You know what other sports movie I liked? I liked Little Giants.
Little Giants is
Little
a great
Giants
movie.
Little Giants was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis? What a great movie.
And you want to get into soccer movies? Big Green? Big Green?
Bend yeah. It Like Beckham?
I don't know.
I've never even seen that.
I don't know if that's
that.
A Disney movie or something.
I think...
she's... What is it? She's the Man? Great soccer movie.
I can't believe you're talking about soccer movies.
Well, all the soccer movies are all crap.
Major League 1 and 2 are both pretty good. They were both pretty good. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're just flying around right now, talking
Air
about
Bud?
All kinds of things.
Airbud's a great
movie.
Airbud
wasn't bad.
Airbud's
was
great.
Hey, give us a call. You know what? Call us with your favorite movie. You want to win? We'll give you a $30 gift certificate at Augie's Italian Family Restaurant. Anytime you want to go.
Who's that?
Give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. I want to know what your favorite sports movie is, and I want to know why. And if you call and we pick yours as the best one.
You give
one,
the best reason.
You give us the best reason, and we're gonna feed you. And we're going to feed you with the – Eddie, get ready, because we're going to send some guys from – they may be from Yonkers. They may be from Queens. They may be from the Bronx. They may be from Larchmont.
They may be from Virginia. We'll
they might
send
even
them
be
up
from
there.
Virginia. We'll come up there and we'll create our
I'm
own.
Get my car right now.
I'm going to tell you something. Remember that night we ate there?
It was
unbelievable.
Amazing.
That was the best Italian food I've ever eaten.
Yeah, I still talk about that.
And you know what? I eat Italian 3-4 nights a week.
Yeah.
I eat at Carrabba's like once a week. And I do that because it's
he always
right.
He texts me too. I'm at Carrabba's right now.
That's great.
Bruce.
You know why? Because they got two TVs and I'm right in the center of the bar. One's on a basketball game, one is on a baseball game. And, you know, occasionally it's even a hockey game. Hey, I want to congratulate the New York Rangers again. Because people are turning us on as they're going to and from church, to and from baseball practice, to and from soccer practice, to and from lacrosse practice on Long Island, and probably even on the mainland. But I'm looking for, I'm really, really looking forward to getting up to New York. I'm going to go up there for at least one game of this series with the Devils. I'm going to pull for the Devils. I might even dress up like a Devil.
That's,
those are so
risque.
Cool. That guy, though, that's the Devil, he is so cool. I like it. Going up? No. Not going up.
Yeah, I do love that commercial. That one in the, have you seen the Michael Jordan commercial? That commercial is hilarious.
Which one
the guy
are we
shows
about?
Up at the dentist and he's like, Michael Jordan checking in. And they look
oh,
at him like,
it's so sad.
Oh,
that yeah.
It's so true though.
But you know what? Well, you know what? I got news. The guy needs to go by Mike Jordan. Just don't be Michael, dude. You got to be Mike, or you're going to get bummed out your entire life. People are going to look at you and go, "Oh my God, it's not Michael Jordan."
It's so true. There's a guy. There was a guy who lived in Virginia, and he would come into the restaurant I used to work at, and his name was Joe Gibbs. And we'd be like, the coach is coming, the coach is coming. The guy walking like, ah.
He should be Joey Gibbs. Man. Hey, hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back with baseball here real soon. We're also going to talk about Mother's Day, your favorite Mother's Day sports story.
Pick up the phone. Call me.
Give us a call. 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. We'll be right back.
Time to the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
We're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, and we got a couple tweets coming in.
I see dead people.
We got Green Street Hooligans for a soccer movie. We got For Love of the Game.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Baseball movie.
Yeah, Costner does a good job with baseball movies.
We got
does a good job with all his movies.
The Damn United. I guess that's a soccer movie.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that either.
But I have seen The Hooligans. That is pretty good.
Green Street Hooligans is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
And For Love of the Game is a great
movie. I was called a hooligan, I think, by a girl's mother, her father, at one time in my life. That's
good for you, Bruce.
I thought it was a positive. I thought it was a positive thing.
Shake her hand. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Really, I've always wanted to be a hooligan.
I really appreciate that.
I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm a hooligan. This is Roy G, and he's a mini hooligan.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, for you Nats fans out there, by the way, the Washington Nationals in Major League Baseball have been surprising everybody. Of course, Bryce Harper's been a big story, and, you know, last week was a real big story when he got hit with a pitch and stole home and all that good stuff. But guess what? We lost
Wilson
one of the
Ramos,
best Wilson Ramos, who was kidnapped. God, what a year it's been for Wilson Ramos.
Yeah.
He gets kidnapped in his hometown in Venezuela, and he's missing for, what, 3 or 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
We send some kind of Navy SWAT team out there that the learner's probably hired, and they go, and he gets dropped. I think what they did was they said, okay, drop him off at this location, or we're going to, like, you know, destroy 500 people, you know. And they decided to drop him off, and he was fine. He didn't even come back to the States. He stayed there. Now, if I'm getting kidnapped, right, and I'm in fear for my life, and I'm in Venezuela, my butt is coming to the U.S.
Yeah, but you don't live in Venezuela. He's from Venezuela.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, this could be his new home. But anyway, he's got he's got a torn ACL, and he hurt it just going over to pick up a pass ball. His foot got caught, his knee twisted, and he popped his ACL. Mm. Now, the good news for the for the Nationals is they got Jesus Flores backing him up. And unfortunately for the Nationals, they traded away their top prospect, a catcher who's now, I want to say, with the Athletics.
Yeah, he's with the A's.
And but they've got some good guys in the minors. They're going to be okay.
Well, this is great news for the Mets, who've been playing lights out.
It's great news for the Mets. It's great news for the Phillies. It's great news for everybody.
Well, with
in the
Phillies,
East,
the Phillies are down right now. There's no question about that. There's been reports that they're going to be sellers come the All-Star break.
Roy Halladay has lost his last five starts.
So this is great news for
the
Mets.
And he's ERA's three.
I mean, if the Mets continue their play like this, they'll play as high as they've been playing, now you're looking at an injured Jason Wirth and Wilson Ramos for the Nationals. You're looking at a banged-up Phillies team who seemingly can't get it together. The only other team that is really in this division that can compete with you right at this second would be the Atlanta Braves. And, I mean, I wouldn't count this Mets team out. Yeah, I know it's early, you know, and the Mets are exceeding expectations. Nobody thought they were going to be any good.
They're only two games back. They're 19-14. Yeah. Who thought that the Mets, everybody out there, raise your hand if you thought this. How many people out there thought that the Mets would have a better record in mid-May than the Yankees? Oh, come on. Put your hands down.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I don't believe any of it. Look at that guy in the back. There's no way you believe it. You got a Yankee hat on, goofball.
The New York Mets are the best team in New York right now.
Yes, you know what? Yes, they are. They absolutely are.
That's pretty
are.
Weird to say.
They absolutely are. Now, I'm going to tell you, Cornell's baseball team's pretty damn good. They won the Ivy League title this year, and Cornell is going to go to the World Series because the Ivy League winner always goes. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a kid playing from Cornell on my summer baseball team. I coach a college wooden bat team in the summer.
So they just announced catcher Sandy Leon from Double A Harrisburg is going to.
So they don't even have a guy in Triple A they're bringing up. They're bringing up a Double A kid.
Yep.
Well, you know what that means? You know, Flores has looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
He took a year off because he was injured, right? Was it his shoulder? I want to say he had a bad shoulder. He had a torn labrum. And he missed an entire year. Now, when Jesus Flores first started playing for the Nationals, Jesus Flores was tearing it up.
Yeah,
and everybody was saying, this is our guy.
Yep.
This is going to be the next all-star catcher.
He
got hurt. And then Ramos came up, and he was absolutely looking like. Matter of fact, he hit a bomb yesterday when he got hurt. They won 2-1, the Nats. Very typical score of hockey and baseball in Washington. Jeez. Let me just tell you something. The National League East and the American League East, both of those divisions are a combined 50 games over 500.
They're ridiculous.
You get the Central and you get the West involved, and you're starting to talk about second-rate major league teams. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that they're all terrible, but because Texas is phenomenal.
Yeah.
The Texas Rangers are the American. But you know what? The Orioles are in first place. Let me repeat that. For those of you on Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, moms. But for those of you on Mother's Day just that think they're listening to like a show from 3 years ago or maybe 20 years ago, the Orioles, the Baltimore freaking Orioles, are in first freaking place.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well,
do you get that?
I don't know if they're I don't know if they're for real, but they've beaten the Yankees. They just won the series against the Rays. They're going for the sweep today.
Wouldn't you say it's really a down year for the American League East, though? It is. Because, hey, think about the Yankees. Think about what's happened. Think of two pitchers. Pineda. Yeah.
Jabba.
That's three
pitchers.
He hurt
his kid
because Mariano Rivera is
Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Yeah, but look, Jabba was going to be their number one seventh, eighth inning guy. And Mariano Rivera is gone.
Rivera.
So, I mean, you take those three guys out of your roster, that's 15 games.
Yeah.
So instead of being maybe 95 and 68 or 69, actually it would be 67. At the end of the season, you're looking at maybe having a record of 85 and 77. You know, and that may not make it to the playoffs. Now, here's the thing for Baltimore. If Baltimore wins 90 games, they're going to go to the playoffs in the East.
Let's slow down a little bit here.
I know. That's. But I'm just saying. Just saying.
No, I mean, there's a lot of excited
people. That's what it's
going
to take in the East. If you went, listen, if you went, you could win 88 games in the East and go to the playoffs. I think that Texas is definitely going to fly away with it. I don't see any way that they don't.
Yeah,
I think Detroit, you would think Milwaukee would get there eventually, but you know what? Milwaukee's, their pitching is so sporadic. That's the nicest thing I can say about their pitching. Their bullpen is terrible. I mean, I just don't see the I don't see Milwaukee doing it. Plus, they got a cheater playing for him, Ryan Braun. I hate Ryan Braun. Just hate him. Hate what he said about the kid that did the test. You know, they implied that the guy that did the test screwed up. He didn't screw up. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything he hadn't done it with 100 more things. But I don't want to stay on that. Let's talk about the Boston Red Sox for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the Red Sox? Are they going to get better?
Bobby Valentine, you know what?
Not going to crap out of the ball. He's got to be on the juice again. What do you think? I'm just kidding.
Bobby Valentine.
Poppy, if you're listening to this, I'm just kidding, big fella. And I emphasize big, big.
Bobby Valentine seems to have lost the locker room. He seems to have lost the dugout, and it seems to have no control. I mean, this was a guy going in who's...
Did you see Beckett? This week, what happened to him?
He wouldn't play. He called in sick and wouldn't play golf.
Yeah, well, you know what? He was hurt, right? And he went out and played golf. Didn't he have like a bad oblique? So let me get this straight. Don't you use your oblique with a golf swing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I use every muscle in my body when I hit a golf ball because I literally try to destroy that little thing. You're listening to Bruce Hall, and I hit a golf ball occasionally 300 yards. Occasionally. And I'm 58 years old. And that's a testimony to the equipment that they're putting out these days because it's damn sure not because of me. I played golf this week. I think I shot 41-51.
I'm too poor.
Roy, 92 I shot. I'm going out Tuesday, though. I'm going out. Oh, my God. I'm going out. I can't go out Tuesday. I just realized.
I haven't played golf at all.
I got tickets to the Nats game.
I haven't played golf once this spring.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, let's talk about the East some more. Let's talk about the National League East. David Wright on fire. He's hitting .403. David Wright from Chesapeake, Virginia, Hickory High School. Thank you very much. He's a born and bred Virginian.
Yep.
And you know what? A lot of people thought that David Wright was going to be hurting this year. And he wasn't, you know, because he really struggled last year. You remember the year he had? He was injured all year long. I don't think he had more than 50 RBIs or so. He hit .248. Nobody on the Mets did well last year.
Wilson Ramos needs surgery, out for the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's official.
Well, they just said that.
You know
that
it's
was...
official when Buster Olney sends it out on Twitter. And by the way, you can hashtag me at BH Sports. Hashtag, you know what that is, right? That's the pound sign, BH Sports. Send me a message and give us a call. We're trying to put somebody on the air, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Do you know what I did yesterday? I had a big day yesterday. Got up real early, went shopping, got ready for Mother's Day, did all that wild stuff. And then I had practice.
Practice?
You talking about practice?
Not a game.
By the way,
it
was the 10-year anniversary of Allen Iverson. We're not even talking about a game here.
That's my dude. Talking about,
he went to Bethel High School, man.
I love
Hampton,
Allen
Virginia.
Iverson.
I love him, too. He was the best high school quarterback in the history of the state of Virginia. Quarterback. Ooh. No, he was.
Michael Vick's from Virginia.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, you take Michael
Easy,
Vick.
Easy, buddy.
Yeah, but you wouldn't leave your dog with Michael Vick. I'd leave my dog with Allen.
Yeah.
Allen's good man. Allen's got like five dogs. He's a great kid. And you know what? He's out of money. And I think he's playing in Japan now.
He's
some
Japan
crazy
or China.
Place.
He's playing overseas somewhere.
I think you're right. I think he's in China. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. The Chinese, they pay because they got money.
Well, yeah. I mean, basketball got real big.
The United States has borrowed trillions of dollars from.
Basketball has gotten bigger overseas. Ever since Yao Ming jumped into the league and really started to control that area, you know, like pump that area up. I mean, basketball's big over there. I mean, I interviewed John Flowers a couple weeks ago who plays over in Japan, and basketball's big in Japan.
No, it is. It is.
So
everything's big in Japan. Even baseball's big. Look at you know, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Charlie Manuel. He didn't play in the majors but 2 or 3 years. He played like 10 years in Japan.
Yeah, Bobby Valentine just came over from
Japan. He was huge. Well, Bobby likes it over there because I think he likes getting massages. You know what I mean? I know Bobby. He's a good guy.
Well, yeah.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. Listen, Give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's area code 240-317-7294. We're going to go over everything in Major League Baseball when we get back. I'm also going to give you my picks for the day, not only in Major League Baseball, but in the NBA also. And I'm pretty sure we may have another surprise for you. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. WFAS, we'll be right back.
Here on AM 1230 WFAS is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Give us a call in if you like. 240-317-7294. Again, that is 240-317-7294. You can reach us on the Twitter, the tweet box, at hashtag BH Sports. Let us know who you would take, LeBron or Durant. Give us your favorite sports movie.
Everybody's sending me like tweets from the golf course. That is a good Mother's Day present. Get the hell out of the house. Leave me alone today. It's my day. Go away. God, that even men make out even when it's not even their day. I'm Bruce Hall. We're going to talk about baseball right now. We're going to go over some of the games from yesterday, and the big thing I want to talk about is what's going on. Let's go over the standings first and foremost. In the National League. In the American League, let's do the American League first. Baltimore is a game out in front of Tampa Bay. Baltimore has a 21-12 record. They have played like they're, you know, asleep.
They play like they're in the 70s again.
They play like they win. They know how to win. They've gotten very good pitching. They've gotten timely hitting. And they've gotten great defense from everybody. Tampa Bay's 20-13. It looks like they're getting ready to put their foot on the pedal. They've got the best starting pitching in the East. Their hitters aren't hitting, and Evan Longoria is out for maybe 60 days. I mean, he's injured. He's their all-star third baseman. The New York Yankees are 18-14, and you know, they really haven't gotten the pitching they need. They're going to hit the ball, Roy, always. That's not going to be a problem for them. But they're 2.5 games out right now. Toronto is 3 games over 500. The Toronto Blue Jays are playing some really good ball. Ricky Romero goes today. I'm going to give you the games I like. But anytime you see Ricky Romero starting a game for Toronto and the number is digestive, meaning it's not a bad number, like he's no more than -160, take him. This kid wins a lot more games than he loses. And even when he doesn't get the win, usually Toronto, he puts them in such good shape that they end up winning. The Boston Red Sox, I'm going to try not to laugh here. They're 13-19. Good. That's perfect. It's a great place for Boston. You know, they're 2-8 in their last 10 games. Baltimore's 7-3. Baltimore has been so consistent. They've been like the Nats. You know it? And now I heard somebody last night, Roy, and I want to get your stance on this, say that since Bryce Harper, and I hate people that do this because this really pisses me off, since Bryce Harper starting for the Nats, they're 6-6. They're actually 7-6 now because they won last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? Ryan Zimmerman's been on the 15 DL that entire time, too. It's one of the reasons Harper came up.
Exactly.
Plus, they have a second baseman who hasn't been hitting until very recently. Espinoza hit a bomb 2 nights ago. He hit a bomb last night. He struck out 34 times this season, and he's a second baseman. Until he straightens out his swing, I think they're going to have problems, but they've got a guy named Lombardozzi who does a good job. I just don't like the fact that they're trying to, like, find little things that why Bryce Harper. Now, Bryce Harper, the other night, got mad because he struck out. It went back in the tunnel, and he swung the bat, and it hit the concrete wall, mm-hmm. and it shattered, and it came back and hit him above the eye, and he got 10 stitches. He got 10 stitches. And everybody looked on TV, and you could see this blood. He was in the outfield, yeah. and blood was trickling down his face. And I'm thinking, how did that happen? Did somebody punch his lights out in the dugout? No. That's not what happened. He got mad, and he learned, as a 19-year-old kid, he learned a very valuable lesson. Don't swing the bat at walls. Because see, he's used to swinging rebar. Rebar isn't going to break. It's just going to take the concrete out. That bat shattered. And you know what? He's very lucky that the wood that was sticking out didn't come back and hit him in the eye. He got hit right above his eye. He was very lucky. So, Bryce, knock it off.
Really dumb.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
So, we got a tweet in.
Remind me to smack you next time I see you, except you're like 3 inches taller than me. I don't want to make you mad, but I will take you in a wrestling room.
Talking about the AL East, we got a tweet coming in that says, is it possible that it's the locker room that's the problem in Boston, not Bobby V? It seems he never had the locker room.
No, it's personnel. Well, you know, it doesn't help. I'm going to say this. It doesn't help, but they've won 13 games.
That's from Jamie Auchett at J_me41.
Jamie, thanks for the tweet. And everybody keep tweeting us. Hashtag BH Sports. You know, the thing of it is that they don't have the personnel anyway. Look, everybody left. You know that. Mm-hmm. Look at everybody that's got. No one wants to work for John Henry anyway. You know that? He's not the owner you want to be with. Plus, the Red Sox have had their run. Theo Epstein, gone. Right?
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's in Chicago.
Yeah, he's in Chicago. And I'm going to tell you, Epstein is a good kid. He's smart. He knows how to put deals together. He sees the big picture. He's a big picture guy. And, you know, I don't know that much about him. I've actually spoken to him on one occasion. But he, you know, to me, Boston just, you can't win it every year. And, you know, they're cutting their, you know, the Mets cut their salary $50 million.
Well, they had to.
Well, yeah, but look at their record. They're doing great. And Boston is trying to do the same thing. It's not working for them.
No.
But they also, Dustin Pedroia is, you know, he's always going to be an all-star or a semi-all-star. You look at their guys, they got, you know, Lowry's gone. You know, they traded him, or he signed as a free agent somewhere. He's playing somewhere else this year. They got too many guys banged up, and you got Beckett hurt. You know, they've gotten rid of a couple of pitchers. They're just not going to probably. There's not a whole lot that Boston's going to be able to do. Yeah. Now, I will say this, and this would be one hell of a wager. You could probably somebody like Sportsbook.com or one of those, you know, online. Handicapping places, they're probably going to come out with a line that says, okay, who's going to have the better record at the end of the season? You know, Boston or Baltimore? You know, that's a good call because both of them shouldn't win 81 games. You're mm-hmm. 500 with 81 wins, 81
yeah.
and 81.
Yeah.
I think Boston doesn't win 81 games because I think the Yankees will win 90 eventually.
Yeah, I have the Yankees winning.
And I think Tampa Bay is going to win 92 or 93. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Baltimore is going to win 82 or 83 games either.
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, Baltimore is hot right now. And
yeah,
it all depends on how hot they can get into the All-Star
yeah,
break. Because after the All-Star break, I kind of see him drifting out. But it's how many games can you win until then?
You know, and the Nats, they got 10 guys on the DL. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that hadn't happened to Baltimore yet. Now, if Baltimore starts seeing guys like Markakis, Adam Jones, any of those guys going down, you know, even the first baseman.
Well, they just put Reynolds on the DL.
Oh, he is on the DL. I knew he was hurt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's been an experiment that's actually worked for them. Mm-hmm. They took a guy that made 48 errors at third base and moved him to first base. And you know what? Mark Reynolds was a shortstop at the University of Virginia, as was Ryan Zimmerman. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I'm telling you, those guys, they move around pretty easily. Mark Reynolds could play left field, too. You know, he's an athlete. He's a big guy too, and he's been a power hitter. But he's down now. Is that going to hurt him? Probably not as much as it would if Markakis was down or Adam Jones is having a great year. Adam Jones is hitting right around 300. He's doing a good job. Matt Wieters is hitting the ball a little bit. You know, the Baltimore Orioles, Roy, have not done badly. I mean, this is a good baseball team right now. Are they going to keep it up? Well, Buck Showalter seems to think they are. You know, if you've seen him in his pressers, he's not even worried about it. And, you know, why would you be? You're managing the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, anything is better than probably what you had before. Listen, give us a call at 240-317-7294. If you want to talk about anything, you know, pick up the phone. You can give us a call. We'll definitely get to you. 240-317-7294. Tweet us at hashtag BH Sports. That's hashtag BH Sports. This is Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS.
And we're back, New York. AM 1230 WFAS. That's a sweet little jingle right there. Sweet little jingle.
That is a sweet little jingle. I think I even remember this song. Alright, listen, we're gonna talk about the players' championship here briefly.
We can listen to me sing.
No, we're definitely not going to do that. So. It's Mother's Day, not Infant's Day.
Golden Pipes.
Yeah, you can sing. Listen, Roy is a hell of a DJ. If you ever want to throw like a party for 10,000 people, he's your guy.
Well, once upon a time.
That's what Roy did. That's how he went through college, was doing big. He's a DJ.
I opened up for Mixmaster Mike.
Hey, it's always nice having a guy that knows his way a lot. Who?
Mixmaster Mike?
So who the hell is that?
Dude, Matt. What?
Yeah, excuse us for not knowing some DJ like nowhere.
What?
Hey, listen, let me tell you what the National League East combined record is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is Washington, Atlanta, New York, Miami, and Philadelphia. 103 wins, 74 losses. That's unbelievable. The American League East, with Baltimore in it, and Boston, 94 and 74. The two of them are 49 games above 500. That's unbelievable. That means the rest of the league is what, people? This is a math question. 49 games under 500. And that's with Texas being 22 and 12. And that's also with the LA, the Los Angeles Dodgers being 22 and 11. And St. Louis being 20 and 13. So let me just take my pen right now for you, and I'm going to cross these teams out of my postseason list. You ready? Cincinnati, take the year off. Houston, sorry. Milwaukee, cheater. Pittsburgh, you know, I love Pittsburgh. They got a great stadium. I love that stadium, and they're pitching as good as anybody, but they can't hit. The Chicago Cubs, oh, my God. Are they ever going to win? In the West, San Francisco, my team, is in second place, and there's one game under 500. They're 16 and 17. The Dodgers are 11 games above. They're six games out in front. Arizona Diamondbacks, they're 7.5 games back. They're 15 and 19. Colorado, 13 and 19. San Diego, they won yesterday, beat Roy Halladay, and they're 12 and 22. In the American League East, Baltimore, 22 and 12. Tampa Bay Rays, 20 and 14. And that's the team to watch. Wouldn't you agree, Roy? Tampa Bay, they'll be there at the end of the season.
They're good. They're a young team. They got a good
team. The Yankees will be there somehow, some way. 19 and 14, 2.5 games back. Toronto, 3 games back at 19 and 15. And then there's the Red Sox. They're 14 and 19. The Cleveland Indians are in first place in the American League Central Division. Now, people, the Cleveland
Maniac
Indians, 18 and 15, are 3 games above 500. Detroit is 16 and 17. Chicago, even 500, 17 and 17. Kansas City, 12-20. They're six games back. And the Minnesota Twins are trying to set records at losing. They're 9-24. And that's not good. The Texas Rangers in the West, 22-12. The Oakland A's are 18-16. L.A., Albert Pujols, and that $200 million payroll that the Angels have, they're four games under 500. Have a nice life. Seattle, 15-20. I'm going to go ahead and pick. Well, I can't pick the National League East now because I'm just worried that the Nats aren't going to have enough players to finish the season with. I'm really worried about that.
Well, they always get banged up. And I can't believe you guys don't know who Mixed Master Mike is.
Hey, I'm never going to know who Mixed Master Mike is.
He's the Beastie Boys DJ, guys.
Well, who's the Beastie Boys lead singer died or something
Adam
this
Yalich,
week, right?
Yeah, he just died.
All right, yesterday.
That's why I was saying rest in peace. Come on, guys.
Back to it. Roy, we're talking baseball now. Here are the games from yesterday. Milwaukee won 8-2. I was on Markham big time yesterday. That was one of my wins. Love that game. They won 8-2. Let's see what the cheater did. He was 1-for-4. He's hitting .305, Ryan Braun. Nigel Morgan, your buddy.
My dude.
Your buddy. He's hitting .200 this year. Too bad, Nigel.
That's a good year for Nigel.
No, it's not. He hit .340 something last year. He just didn't have enough. He didn't have enough at bats to qualify for the batting title.
He's a part-time guy.
Hey, they got a kid at second base named Masonette. He's hitting .750 since they brought him up. Travis Ishikawa, San Francisco Giant, cast off, hitting .217. He went 2-for-3, scored 2 runs. But anyway, they won 8-2. The Angels won a game. They beat Harrison from Texas. And guess what? Here's a surprise. Let's talk about this for a second. Okay. Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Josh Hamilton has hit 10 home runs this week.
He hit 6 in one series.
He hit 6 in a two-game series. Hit 4 in one game. He's leading the league in hitting at .403, Roy. He's leading the league in home runs, obviously. He's on a pace to hit like 90 home runs. He's not going to hit 90 home runs.
He won't.
But you know what?
But
he is protected.
Maybe.
Yeah, but listen to me. He's protected in that lineup as a hitter because they've got like 6 great hitters.
Yeah,
they got Adrian Beltre. They got Ian Kinsler. They got Michael Young. I mean, they got that guy in right field that hits bombs. What's his name? The big guy? He's excellent. The point is that the Texas Rangers, as long as he keeps his oblique, right? Because he does tweak that oblique a lot. He's going to probably hit 50 bombs this year.
I mean, this guy
is amazing.
I did some back knowledge on him over the week, reading about him. And this guy's he's a Rule 5 guy. He's the biggest name to come out of the Rule 5 draft ever.
That's because he was in such bad shape with drugs a year before that nobody wanted to take a chance on. Now, you got to remember something. Bryce Harper, 3 years ago, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Josh Hamilton was on the cover of the – he was like what everybody was talking about on the inside of Sports Illustrated. He was the number one prospect and the number one draft pick that came out, I want to say, 13 years ago. Josh is like 30. And he got drafted when he was 17. His parents and him used to travel around the country.
His parents quit their jobs so they could follow him around.
They took care of Josh. And let me just tell you this. John Nairn, who is the hitting instructor, the batting coach for the Milwaukee Brewers, was my suite mate in college when I went to East Carolina to play baseball. And John Nairn's a great guy. John Nairn owned a baseball academy. His brother Jerry Nairn, you might remember, was the Oriole bench coach and the Baltimore Oriole head coach for a year. Manager, I mean. He was also the manager of the Texas Rangers for like 2 or 3 years. John is his older brother. John used to coach Josh Hamilton when he was like 14, 15, 16 years old in AAU ball in North Carolina. He's from the Raleigh area. Mm-hmm. John's from Goldsboro. So they all knew each other. Okay. Mm-hmm. John, when Josh got picked up by Cincinnati, okay, before he went to Texas,
right.
Jerry
was
the bench
five.
Coach there. Right. Yeah, exactly. He went there. Now that he was involved in some kind of a trade.
Yeah, to Texas. Well, right. He was drafted by the Rays in 99.
Right.
And then he went
They didn't want to give him up, but they gave up on him.
Well, he was,
because they had to move on.
He was in their minor league system, did really well, then he got in a car accident. And that's when it kind of went downhill. He started getting heavy drugs, kind of get depressed. He left the league, then tried to get back in, and they wouldn't let him sign all kinds of contracts. He tried to play for an independent team. They wouldn't let him. And then he was allowed to go back to the Rays organization because they were the ones who drafted him. So then they cut him, and then the Reds picked him up off of the Rule 5 draft.
Right.
They put him in their lineup, and they had to keep him in the lineup or else he would have left. So that's when he started to look good. And then, yeah, they traded him to the Rangers for Edinson Volquez.
He's a starter for him still.
And
now, Volquez
Danny
isn't there anymore.
Herrera.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They just tried to get somebody for him. Now, Volquez was an excellent starter for Cincinnati for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal with Josh now. We already know how good he is because for the last 3 or 4 years, he has destroyed the ball. And he's a great outfielder. Josh is almost, he's like 6'3", 235. He's built like a linebacker, but he's very athletic. And you know what else he does really well? For a guy 30, Roy, he runs really well. Mm-hmm. He's fast.
Yeah, he is.
He plays center field like a huge Freddie Lynn for you old guys back there. Remember Fred Lynn from the Boston Red Sox. Josh is a great defensive player. He's got a great arm, and he not only consistently hits and squares the ball up, he's got a lot of pop, as we just saw this week. Evidently, 6 of those 10 home runs were off breaking pitches. Most hitters don't even swing at a breaking pitch. Josh doesn't only swing at them, he hits them 450 feet.
Yeah, they said that he leads the league in first pitch swings 60% of the time, and he's second place for a second pitch.
Yeah, and let me just tell you this. As a hitting instructor and as a baseball coach, you want to go deep into the count. If what they're trying to do, pitchers, they're trying to get ahead of Josh. They're trying to get ahead 0-1, 0-2, 1-2. Because if they go 1-0, 2-0 on Josh, they can't afford to throw a fastball down the middle. They're going to pitch him backwards. Mm-hmm. They're going to throw changeups and fastball counts. They're going to throw fastballs and changeup counts. And their fastballs they throw in changeup counts aren't even going to be on the white. They're going to be outside the strike zone. So Josh will probably, I'm going to make a prediction here. He'll walk if he's healthy. If he gets 550 to 600 at bats this year, official, he'll walk 130 or 40 times.
He has 13 walks right now, 18 home runs.
His on-base average has got to be 500.
Sick.
His on-base average is right around 500.
But before you feel sorry for the Reds for trading him away, part of that was when the Reds traded Volquez to the Padres, and
right.
They got Matt Latos out of it. So
before you
really, you know, feel
and
bad
that was
for the Reds,
player to be named later,
right.
Too.
Before you feel bad for the Reds, you know, they got Matt Latos out of the deal.
Hey, listen, for the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Hashtag BH Sports on Twitter. Hashtag BH Sports. Send us anything you want. We'll talk about anything because we think we know it all.
It'll be an intergalactic
Mother's Day. Listen, we're going to continue with baseball. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give you my picks for the day. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 What? Tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. Tricky. Tricky.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, and I got no laces in my ideas, and I'm just kicking it here with Bruce Hall here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, talking all kinds of sports here, New York related, and I have to suck it up today, as I've said for the last two shows. that the Caps were going to put it to the Rangers in seven games. And I was right about seven games. I was right about it being a 2-1 game. But I had the wrong team. So if you want to give me shots, stop writing on my Facebook timeline and call in here and take the shots here, because I will delete your post off of my wall. Thank you.
I have no idea what he just said, because that's like computer talk. Hey, listen. By the way, let's talk about the Mets game yesterday. What a great game. R.A. Dickey, you know, who's an author who wrote a really good book about some of the problems he had growing up and kind of his outlook on life. And if you have a chance to read the book, read the book. I've only read like about two chapters in it, but it's a very good book. And he's 5-1 now. I mean, this guy's got a 3.65 ERA. He's a knuckleball pitcher. He doesn't have to worry about his arm going bad, just his back, because he doesn't really finish pitches. He pretty much stops the pitch. But Andrés Torres, former San Francisco Giant, won a ring, in a World Series ring 2 years ago. Since he's come back, he's doing a great job. Andrés went 1-for-3 yesterday, 2 walks. He's hitting .310. This kid, Nieuwenhuis, who's a stud, is hitting .303. David Wright is hitting .402. Unbelievable. He went 4-for-6. You know he's from Hickory.
Now, there's been rumors about shipping David Wright around. I know he's got a year left on his contract.
They're talking about not redoing his deal and letting him become a free agent. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's in an effort.
Well, he's got a year left. The Mets do control him through 2013.
The question is when will they redo his contract and for how much? What David did was he signed a deal about 3 years ago, and the deal he signed was one of those in between. It's the same kind of deal that Justin Upton signed.
And he's been getting hurt since. He's been inconsistent, and now, but he's up now. We'll see. Then and the Mets GM said we're going to see how long this rides out. We're going to see if he can stay healthy. We do control him through the 2013 season, so we'll approach this when it's ready, kind of thing. And the Phillies have been a player in this, saying that the Phillies have been saying that they want this guy.
There's a great article that Joel Sherman from the New York Post wrote today. It's called Moneyball. It's talking about teams pay now and later for huge contracts. This is really, when you're looking to cut your budget, $50 million a year, you don't want, you know, because they're talking about Albert Pujols, how the Angels literally mortgaged the entire farm to get this guy, and his best baseball is behind him. And that was a bad call, because when St. Louis didn't give him the money, that should have been a red flag. Because if St. Louis isn't going to give him the kind of money he's looking for, why on earth should anybody else? Give us a call if you want. 240-317-7294. 240-317-7294. We got a caller on the air. Who is it? Who is it? Who are we talking to? Go ahead. You're on the air.
He hung up on me?
Yeah.
Bruce, you scared him. Don't scare the callers.
I scare everybody. I'm sorry.
Who is this?
Hey, give us a call back. You probably got disconnected.
Who's calling me right now?
Anyway, it's 240-317-7294. But anyway, it's a great article. If you get the post, read it. If you don't get the post, go buy one. All right, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give everybody my picks right now. I'm going to give them right now. I'm not going to tease them, Matt. I'm going to give them to them. There's only 4 games I like today. Guess who one of them is? You got it. The New York Yankees. They're at home. They're facing Kevin Millwood, who's 0-4. His team's 1-5 this year when he starts. Millwood's done. It's Andy Pettitte.
Yeah, I was about to say, the big story here is he's throwing for the pinstripes.
Andy Pettitte's going to probably go 5 innings. He's probably going to give up 1 earned run, probably going to have 2 or 3 strikeouts, 1 or 2 walks.
He's probably going to leave to a standing ovation.
And I would say that Millwood is probably going to give up 3 or 4 runs. You take the Yankees. You're probably going to have to give 2-1. You might have to give 180 or 2-1. Take it. Go ahead and give it. The other game in the American League I like a lot is Ricky Romero. Ricky Romero, I'll be honest with you, I release him every game he pitches. Last year, he was 10 games over 500 in games he pitched. This year, he's already 5-2. Take Ricky Romero. Guess who they're playing? A double-A Minnesota Twin team. Now, they are playing a guy that's 1-0 and hasn't given up an earned run yet. He's a rookie named Diamond. Take Ricky Romero anyway. They're going to win. In the National League, I hate Cole Hamels with a passion, But I'm going to root for you today, Cole, because you're 5-1 when your team starts you this year. And your ERA is 2.45. Now he's going up against Jeff Suppan from the Padres. Jeff Suppan has been everywhere. He was in St. Louis. You know, I think he was in San Francisco briefly. He's been everywhere. Suppan is 2-0 with a 0.90 ERA. That doesn't mean anything. It's the Padres at the Phillies with Cole on the mound. Take Cole Hamels and go ahead and give the odds.
I just wrote a blog on that on Cole Hamels and how him hitting Bryce Harper is very good for baseball. That'll be up tomorrow on Sports Man Cave.
Yep, I remember reading something like that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, go to sportsmancave.com and listen to what Roy has to say about stuff. Roy's brain never stops moving all day long. Roy writes some good blogs. Hey, here's another one. One more game. Lynn is 6-0 with the Cardinals. They're playing the Braves. I really don't like to play against the Braves when the Braves are on the road, but I'm taking this one, and I'll tell you why I'm taking this one. I'm taking this one because the Cardinals need to start getting it going. They lost to the Braves 7-2 yesterday. Wasn't a big deal. You know, Beachy, I was on Beachy yesterday. Beachy's having a good year. You know, Beachy's 4-1. They won 7-2. It looks like Michael Bourne is finally starting to hit the ball like they expected him to. He's hitting .333 right now. Chipper Jones was on fire early. He's cooled off. He's hitting .302. Danny Ugla had a good game yesterday. He's hitting .282. I'm gonna talk myself out of the Cardinals here in a second, but stay on him. Stay on him. That's a good play. You should go 3-4 there. 4-4 if you get lucky. Okay. Roy,
yep.
Let me ask you a question. You got any predictions on the basketball this week?
Well, I got OKC. You want the just straight up games?
Yeah, I want the first game in the series with both teams.
Well, I think Miami takes Indiana out. That is tonight, actually. They're 8-point favorites. I think they cover. I think
they're at home tonight.
Yeah, they're at home. I think you know Miami coming off that series. They put away the Knicks, you know, then they had that. The Knicks got a game out of them, but I think that was more of almost a rest game for them. Sorry, New York, but I don't think that the Knicks really stood a chance in that series at all. I think that now they got their legs under them. LeBron just won the MVP of the league. He's looking to do some damage. He's looking for a ring, and I think they cover the 8 points. I think they beat Indiana. The other game tonight is Memphis and the Clippers. Memphis is actually a 4-point favorite right now, or a 5.5-point favorite. Sorry. I like Memphis here. You would have never heard me say that if Chris Paul hadn't got banged up. Griffin is banged up. This Clippers team is banged up. They've had this, I don't want to call it a history, but recent history of flopping, which is starting to tick off the refs. It's starting to tick off basketball people in general. I got Memphis. They're tougher and they're healthier than the LA Clippers. So that's today's games.
You know, the more I read about Indiana, the more I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the thing that I like the most about them is just it seems like they play with a lot of heart.
They do.
And a lot of enthusiasm. And they run the floor really well. You know, I've only seen them 3 or 4 times in the last month. But every time I turn them on, I have a hard time turning it off.
Yeah. I mean, they're a young basketball team. And you see that more and more with the younger basketball teams in the league is they hustle more. They'll get on the ground. They play tough defense, like I was talking about earlier. Whereas you look at a Boston team, which nothing against, no offense to you know the way that they play, but it's definitely an older style of basketball. You know, they move it around, use less energy than these younger teams who just fly, like the OKC and the Indiana teams and this Memphis Grizzly team.
Right.
So then tomorrow's games, Boston, Philadelphia. Boston's -5 there. This is a young Philadelphia team with Evans and Iguodala, the other AI. I like Philadelphia to take game one. I think they're younger than Boston. Boston's coming off of that long series. So I got Philadelphia. Then the Lakers, OKC. You know, there's no line here yet.
They don't know who's playing.
I love OKC. But I just saw a picture on Instagram that had my boy JT, Justin Timberlake, giving some dap to Kobe Bryant. So that alone is worth a game one win. I got the Lakers in the first game because my boy JT gave him some dap. So there it is. Kobe's got the hot hand because Justin Timberlake.
But let me ask you a question. Why is Justin Timberlake rooting for them? He lives in Memphis.
Justin Timberlake can do whatever he wants.
But you know,
don't
what?
Question Justin Timberlake.
You know he's got a box in Memphis. I mean, he lives on Beale Street, basically. Because Wilbur Hensley owns half of Beale Street. He's one of my best friends, and I've been in his club when Justin is in there.
You know, Justin Timberlake owns MySpace. That's how ballin' Justin Timberlake is. Justin, he owns MySpace. He has a MySpace page.
And he's a good dancer. Dude, on Saturday Night Live. I love the way he dances. Justin's a good dancer.
I love the way his hair smells.
Oh, my God.
Justin?
Matt.
Drink twice
for Mother's
Justin.
Day, Matt. It's Mother's Day. Hey, listen, I'm going to throw these other games out because occasionally I'll get some information from somebody or they'll tweet me. And by the way, you can tweet me, hashtag BH Sports. That's hashtag BH Sports. Send me something if you have a question, anything about it. I'm going to go through some of these other games. The Nats play the Reds in Cincinnati. Bronson Arroyo is having a great season so far, but he's not winning any games. You know, Bronson is he's got a 2.75 ERA. I'd leave that game alone. If you're going to take one, I would say the Nats are probably down. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. The other game to be careful of, you know, the Mets are in Miami. Carlos Zambrano has pitched really well, but pitched with some hard luck. I would take, if you're going to take somebody, don't play the Mets today. Take the Marlins. They came back. They won late last night. Astros at the Pirates, one of my favorite left-handers in the league. Wandy Rodriguez against Burnett, former New York Yankee, who's actually, you know, struggling a little bit, but he's pitched well, he's pitched bad. Take Wandy Rodriguez with Houston. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
And we're back, New York, here on AM 1230 WFAS.
Speaking of Bob Marley.
I love that.
I'm getting very mellow all of a sudden. Linda Cohn never bet me, and she would have won a dinner at the Palm. She blew it. I just read a tweet. She's going up to see her. She's with her kids for the day. What a great day that would be. Especially if you're a mom. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Roy? Happy Mother's Day. Come on.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Haley, and my mama. And to Mimi, that is Avery's grandmother.
Ah, oh, man. Mom. Avery's so cool.
He is the coolest.
He is a cool kid.
He can
man.
Cradle. He can, he, yes, yes, everyone listening.
He's got
he can
a cradle.
Cradle a cross ball.
Oh, I thought you meant like wrestling move cradle.
And he's 19 months old.
Well, good for him.
He can cradle a cross ball.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's the man.
Hey, you know whose birthday it is today? Barry Zito. Of the San Francisco Giants. And guess who's starting for the Giants today? That's right, Barry Zito. So listen, if you believe in such things, take the Giants today. They just kept Arizona Diamondbacks from winning their 10th straight game. And as everybody knows that listens to me, I'm a big Giant fan because I'm a big fan of the coach because we're old friends. And the manager, I'm sorry, is not a coach. He is the head coach, but he's the manager of the San Francisco Giants, Bruce Bochy. And, you know, his son, Brett, in Richmond in AA is doing very well. He didn't give up a run for 18 innings, and they brought him in the other night. And Brett tweeted to me that he made two bad pitches and gave up four runs in about two-thirds of an inning. But then last night he got another win. And congratulations, Brett. Actually, I think he got his third save last night. His ERA is right around one. That's tough when you give up four runs and your ERA goes from zero to one. That means you're pitching pretty well.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know. Speaking of professional baseball and what kids do, you know, I mean, it's not a big secret that I coach baseball. It's not a big secret that I love the game. But yesterday, I started to tell this story, and then we got off on all kinds of stuff. But I started to tell this story. I drove an hour and 45 minutes after baseball practice yesterday down to Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is the home of James Madison University, which is a big school in Virginia that a lot of kids try to get into. But it's so hard to get in there with grades now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you live in the state of Virginia and you want to go to a state school, we got a call. Let's take this caller right now. Hello, welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Hey, how are we doing today, guys?
We're doing great. Who's this?
This is Michael Lombardi.
Oh, hey, Michael. How you doing? The Michael Lombardi?
Yeah, this is SMC New York, Michael Lombardi, my
you know the other
guy.
There's two Michael Lombardis, and they're both probably interested in the same stuff, right, Mike?
I would say so. I mean, anybody who was watching that game last night or is a hockey fan was definitely in. That's for sure.
Were you there? Did you get a chance to go to the Garden, or did you watch it on TV, or did you go to a bar?
I did watch it at the Garden.
Did you really? Good for you.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Hey, it was. They pretty much controlled the game, didn't they?
They really did the entire way. I mean, even that one goal from Hamrelick that happened.
It was an afterthought, wasn't it?
We were still celebrating. We didn't even realize that it had happened.
Listen, I got to tell you, I mean, I picked the Rangers to win in seven, but, you know, I hate being a homer, but yesterday I had to just take those long odds, and it didn't work out for me. We got four shots. The Caps got four shots on goal. How was it as dominating being there, watching them play defense in the third period as it was on TV?
It was. It really was. I mean, all season long and really throughout the playoffs, they've just been doing really well on these type of games, these kind of grinded out defensive games. It was phenomenal to see. It really was. I mean, now they're, 5-0 in game sevens at the Garden. It's yeah. It was nice to be part of that.
Yeah, and the Caps are 0-6 in game sevens on the road too, and that's a big problem for them. You know, they're both really good teams, and when you think about it, you know, the Caps were the 8th seed, and it weren't they were the 8th seed.
Yeah,
No,
they're 7th seed.
They were the 7th seed. Yeah. My bad, because they played Boston.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. then there wasn't a big difference. They were almost mirror images of each other. They're both really kind of grinded out, played, you know, real good defensive teams with a couple of really. I mean, you have a Hall of Fame goalie in there. We got some kid that looks like he could be something. What did you think?
Amazing,
what did you think,
man,
of Holtby? What did you think of him?
Holtby is going to be a star in this league. I mean, all series long, he did great. He did great. A lot of saves. You know, didn't allow many goals. Even yesterday, I mean, I thought he had a good game. That guy's got a very, very bright future ahead of him. I mean, it's definitely something you guys should be excited about down in Washington. Well, obviously, you ran into a buzzsaw with the Rangers, but I think you guys definitely have a bright future ahead of you.
Well, since we got you on the phone, I know you're a big sports fan. Talk to me a little bit about the Mets. Did anybody at this time in the year ever think the Mets were going to have a better record than the Yankees?
I mean, hey, it's only May. I mean, right now, the Orioles are still in first place.
I love that chuckle. It's like the Orioles, too, right?
But, I mean, I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it. They are definitely playing above what people had expected. It's definitely created a buzz. I mean, they're still, you know, they're getting the attention on the paper still. David Wright yesterday had four hits, a home run. He's batting .400. They're just similar to the Caps. They're a grinded-out team. They give you your best every day, and those are the type of teams that they're gonna get find wins. They really are.
It really doesn't make that big a difference. They brought the fences in the alleys just a little bit, didn't they? And it really doesn't make that big a difference. And you and I both know this. The thing about bringing the fences in 20 or 30 feet, it really makes it so you cut your hits down too, because the outfielders come in more, stuff won't fall in front of them. But it doesn't seem to, you know, if anything, I think just the difference in the in the dimensions of the stadium at least been some kind of a plus for him. I mean, David Wright is knocking a snot out of the ball. I mean, he's a great player to begin with. Last year, he was banged up, wasn't he? Pretty bad most of the season. I mean, I want to say he was out 60 games. I think he only had about 400 official at-bats. You know, he hit like 248 or something. That's not David Wright, you know?
I mean, he definitely not. I mean, he's definitely taking advantage of the move-in walls. That was something that they really had to do. I mean, it was like Death Valley out there last year.
Hey, have you checked out the ticket shed up there? I haven't even gone online. I'm just wondering what game one, what the prices are going to be to get in the door in the garden. What do you think?
I have not
like 500 bucks, 600 bucks to get in.
I had fantastic seats last night. A buddy of mine, his boss was actually going to the Yankee game for some reason. As much as I love the Yankees, I mean, you got to go to Game 7. He didn't want to go. I got these for face value. They were going for $600-$700.
Yeah.
You know, on StubHub, these were only $260.
Yeah, you
we
know
were
what?
Really close to the
Isn't
action.
That amazing? $260 is the face. But you know
right.
what? Well, you know what? 20 years ago, when I was a big fan of the Caps, when Rod Langway, you were probably just being born then, but it was like Rod Langway, Scott Stevens, Kevin Hatcher, Dale Hunter, Mike Gartner. The Caps were in the playoffs every year, and the Islanders used to knock. You know, the Rangers were having kind of they were rebuilding during those years. But the thing about it is that the first millionaire was Scott Stevens. In hockey, he was the first guy that once they changed the rules and regs about the money, he was the first guy that got a seven-figure contract ever. Those guys played, I swear to God, for $100,000, $200,000 a year before taxes. So we were getting into the Cap Center, which is where they used to play, you know. U.S. Air Arena. We used to call it the Capital Center back then. It was like a $25, $30 ticket to sit, you know, like at the blue line. You know, 15 rows up. And I got to tell you.
Those are the good old days.
Well, let me tell you something. I used to be a sales manager at a country club about 20 minutes from there. And Rod Langway was a member of our club. And they would leave tickets for us. Darren Veach, Rod. We would go to the games every night. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, there was nothing. That's when I fell in love with hockey. Because unlike some sports, you know, I'm big on football. I'm big on baseball. I'm into a lot of stuff. Not as much into soccer as Matt would like, but hockey. When you're there, there is no more exciting game. I mean, there isn't.
It is the best game to watch.
Listen, hey, listen.
I truly feel it's the best game to go to.
So what you got on your mind? Is there anything you can share with us?
I mean,
what are you working on? You're a writer, aren't you?
Yeah, he writes for my SMC New York.
Yeah, talk to me. What are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm going to be working on an article for my expectations with the Devil Series. I think the Rangers are going to take it in six.
I was going to ask you next.
Yeah.
If you like them in six, I'm taking them in five. You know, I just don't think 5-on-5 they can skate with them, can they?
I mean, when you have a guy like Marty Brodeur, time tested,
he's on fire.
He's the kind
of
guy that makes you. He gives you the ability to skate. You know. To make them skate with anybody. But I don't think that they match up. The Rangers really have a good, strong, young, defensive team. And they really just wear you out. And that's why they're getting these kind of grinded out, seven-game series. Hopefully this one will be wrapped up a little bit sooner.
Well, you know what? The only thing that worries me about game one is the Rangers might be a little exhausted. I mean, that was a hell of a series with the Caps. I think whoever came out of that is going to be a little tired today. But it's Mother's Day. And listen, I really appreciate you calling in, Mike.
Thanks for the
Hey,
time,
good,
guys.
Good luck
I
to you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, listen, give us a call next week. Let's talk about hockey, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You
Have
got
a great
it.
Mother's
hey,
Day.
Hey, listen, the Rangers. Go ahead.
I said, have a great Mother's Day to you and your families, and I appreciate your time.
Sounds great, buddy. Listen, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Roy?
That's my boy right there.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy. And, you know, the other Mike Lombardi, he's huge on Twitter.
Yeah.
occasionally, what's great about Twitter is you can go back and forth with Speed at an event late, especially in the night, and the guys literally see the first thing out, and a lot of times it's yours.
Yeah.
And they'll come right back to you.
That's my guy, Mikey Lombardi. You can follow him on Twitter at SMC_new_York. Or read his stuff at SMC New York.
And listen, follow Roy and I. You can follow me at Bruce Hall Sports or just hashtag BH Sports. And follow us. I mean, we're gonna have the best stuff every week. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Hey, Roy, wish your mom a happy Mother's Day for me, will you, please?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we're going to say goodbye. This is Bruce Hall. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing and all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun.